Can we just pray for a minute, please? These last few Wednesday nights that I've been up here, I've just taught. And I wanted to do that again tonight, but the Holy Ghost won't let me. I have a burden on my heart. I have a burden in my spirit. And I'm going to try to deliver it quickly. I want to talk about where we're at right now. The pastor's been calling for action. Several services in a row, he's talked about picking it up, putting your foot down. More action. He said that we've got more going on under the hood than what we're manifesting. He said it several times. What he's talking about is it's time for mission. There's spiritual formation, right, Kadarius? Then what comes out of your spiritual formation? Your mission, your action. And this church has a lot of formation. And the pastor's telling us it's time to move into more action. I want to tell you what's happening right now, folks. We are stepping into a visitation from God. Hear me. Do whatever you have to do tonight. Imagine I'm Cody Marks or I'm Keith Clark or whoever your favorite preacher is, okay? It's not me. The pastor. Please, we are stepping into a visitation from God. Do you hear me? This church is moving into a visitation from God. And we're the blueprints that the pastor keeps talking about, do you realize there has never been anything like that in the city of Birmingham? You are seeing a new thing. This has not ever happened before. God is doing something new. He's doing something brand new with this church. And we're about to step into a new season of harvest. We've had seasons of harvest. You guys remember the times where we've had 40 and 50 and 60 get in the Holy Ghost? We've had seasons of harvest. We're stepping into another season of harvest. We're walking into that right now. That's what the pastor is feeling in his spirit. He's telling us we need to be in motion. And I'm telling you tonight that God is looking for a priesthood that will lead in this season. We need a priesthood that will lead in this season. Mature saints. Mature saints. We need mature saints. Hebrews 5 and 12 says, For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. It's talking about saints that should be teachers, but they're still sitting on the pew having to be taught. We're moving into a season, Clifton, where your devotion at home has to be strong enough for your family that you can stay saved. Guys, we can't keep coming to church to try to stay saved. You can't hit these doors and hope the pastor is going to preach you and your family out of hell. Kadarius, you got to build a home on prayer, on Bible study, on worship. So when you come here, you're ready to minister. To minister, not to be ministered to, but to minister. We've got to hit these doors ready to pour out of our spirit. What are you going to do if the pastor doesn't preach anything but Acts 2:38 for a solid month? Do you have enough in your devotion, in your own time of prayer? Because if we have 150 visitors, he's going to have to preach salvation. If God opens the floodgates and brings in the hurting and the wounded and the broken of this city, we have to be ready. We have to be strong enough in our conviction, in our understanding, in our knowledge. Will, when you come in here, you don't need the pastor to preach you out of depression or out of confusion about what you believe. But you got to come in the door ready to pray for somebody, to talk to somebody, to move, to prophesy to somebody. We've got to be mature saints. He has to have a core group. We have to have, Brother Butch, a priesthood. God tonight is looking for a priesthood that will rise up and lead in this season of revival that we're walking into. We got to be mature saints. The mission has got to be more important than self. Lindsay, the praise group, if I'm up here playing the bass, you know what my job is? It's to usher in the presence of God. And I can't get mad if I don't think the sound man has my bass turned up enough. I can't have a bad attitude, Sister Bonnie. We can't do it. We can't do it. Because there's somebody walking in the doors who contemplated suicide that day. And I can't stand up here and get in a bad attitude and shut down a move of God because I think Dustin doesn't have my bass loud enough. I've got to move past that. And I got to say, if he has my bass turned off, it doesn't matter. My spirit has to be right. I'm ushering in the presence of God. I'm supposed to be worshiping the Lord. If I'm on the platform trying to praise God and I have a sour attitude, is that not the most ironic thing you've ever heard of? I can't do it. There's people's souls at stake. If you're standing in the coffee shop, you have a good attitude, have a good spirit. We're reaching a point where there's going to have to be competition for resources because we're getting big. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things happening. But everybody's got to be in harmony. The Sunday school team and the quizzers and the coffee shop, you got to have a good spirit. You got to be in harmony because there's wounded and broken people walking into the coffee shop. They need to feel the presence of God. They've got to feel the Holy Ghost. This might be the only chance they have. We are Christ in the city. We've got to be mature. We've got to move past self right now. We have to do it now. I'm telling you, Sister Bedwell, we have a visitation from God. God is visiting us. He's touching us. He's going to be drawing people. But he needs a priesthood. He needs a Charlene, he needs mature saints that can get past their own insecurity, their own self-doubt, all their own little issues that have them blocked, broken in, and clogged up. You've got to walk in this house ready to minister to somebody. We got to have mature saints. God can't bring revival to an immature church. Can he trust you? Can he trust you with a broken, wounded spirit? A young girl walks in the back door. Can he trust you? She's been abused. She's been broken. She's on her last leg. She's looking for something. Can he trust you to see her through his eyes? Or will you see her through your own judgmental eyes? What if she smells? What if she doesn't look right? What if she doesn't have nice clothes? How will you look at her? Can he trust us? He wants to bring him. Can he trust me with a spiritual baby? When that spiritual baby comes in this church, you know who they're looking at? They're looking at me. They're looking at you. They're looking at the people that have been here for 20 years. Let me ask you this. If they mimic what you do, will they be saved? If they mimic what I do, will they be okay? Because you know who they're watching? They're watching us. When the pastor says, let's praise the Lord, and we praise him, and then he says, no, let's give him high praise. You know what I do? I just clap just a little bit more and a little bit louder. And that new person, that babe in Christ, they look at me and they go, oh, that's what high praise is. That's what high praise is. And I'm setting the bar right here. I should be setting the bar right here. I'm telling you, God has a visitation for us, church. But he needs people. People say all the time, what would happen if everybody was on board? We don't need everybody. We're probably running 7 to 10% of this church at its potential. It's probably 7 to 10% of people that are maximizing their potential in the kingdom of God. We don't need everybody. If we could get another 10% of this church maximizing its potential in God, he could turn this city upside down through us. But God is looking for people that revival is more important to them than looking good, than being right, than having a solo, than taking over someone's other city in Clash of Clans, than the new deer rifle, than all these little distractions. He's looking. Look, guys, right now, I know as I'm talking, some of you right now are saying, oh, you're saying he wants a priesthood and I can't be a priest. I'm not holy. I'm not worthy. I'm not right. No. He wants maturity. And do you know what maturity means? Maturity does not mean you don't mess up. Maturity means you know how to clean your mess up by yourself. When Eli spills a glass of milk, he doesn't know what to do with it. I come in and I clean it up. But you know what? I'm a 30-something-year-old man, 2 or 3, somewhere in that range. And guess what, Josh? I still spill glasses of milk just like Eli. That doesn't mean I'm 3 years old. But you know what I do? I clean it up. Mature doesn't mean you don't make mistakes. Mature doesn't mean you don't have issues. Mature doesn't mean you're perfect and has no problems. Mature means you know how to clean your own mess up. Just keep playing the whole time. It's good. We need mood music. God's not looking for... If you're sitting there on the pew saying, I'll get involved, I will do these things when I got all my ducks in a row, when I'm doing everything right, guess what you're going to do? You're going to die on the pew. You're going to be a dried up, dead little skeleton sitting on the pew watching all of us retards who just keep messing up, but I'm just too dumb to stay down. Daniel, how many times have we messed up? What are you doing in a robe on the platform? Don't you know where you come from? Don't you? Yeah, he knows where he's come from. Yeah, he knows where he's been, and he's not there anymore. He keeps getting up. He keeps trying. He keeps coming back. If you're waiting for perfection, you're never going to get it. God's looking for maturity, someone who will keep getting up, who will keep trying. Look, we got to have more people pushing this thing. The pastor says when there's more riding the wagon than pushing the wagon, eventually the wagon's going to stop. But God has such great things for us. God has such great things for us. One of the most prevalent spirits right now in our world that we're fighting against is the spirit of Esau. How many people do you know that are out there that are good Christian people who love God? Anyone know at least 20 people that are good Christians that love God? Raise your hand if you know at least 20 people, good Christians. Most of us know 20. where we used to. How many of them know anything about the Bible? You get into a conversation with them and you say, you know where this happened with it. And no, I don't know that. I don't know. You know why? They don't know anything about the Word of God. Do you know why they don't know anything about the Word of God? Because they're spiritually lazy. It's the spirit of Esau. Esau comes in and he says, I'm going to die. I'm so hungry. I need a bowl of soup. And he sells his birthright for a bowl of soup. Whenever Isaac wants to give him the blessing, what does he ask Esau for? Anyone know? Yeah? Soup. When Isaac wants to bless, give out the blessing, he says to Esau, go make me my favorite venison. You know what that means? Esau knows how to make soup. When he came in from the field, he got a bowl of soup. He knew how to make, he could have made his own bowl of soup, but he was too lazy. And all these good Christian people that we know, they won't open up the scriptures. They won't open up the Word of God and find out what it really says. They don't care enough. It's not important enough to them. Their salvation isn't important enough to them for them to search it out, to seek it out with fear. Today is the day. This is the day of salvation. They don't seek it out. They go to the church and they say, just give me my bowl of soup, preacher. But one of the biggest spirits that we're fighting in the church is the spirit of Esau. And it's a lot easier to see it out there in the world. But there's a lot of good apostolic people who want to walk in on Sunday and say, preacher, just tell me what I need to do. Preacher, my life's in trouble here. Now you fix it. Tell me what I need to do here. Tell me what I need to do there. It's lazy. You got the book and you know God. You need to be in it. You need to be strong. There's so much distraction out there. There's so many things vying for your attention. That's why it's so hard for God. He is going to shake this city through this church. He's going to change the entire face of Birmingham through this church. The question is, who is going to lead with him? Who is going to rise up? We need men and we need women right now that will rise up and say, I will be a priest of God. Pastor, I'm going to put my shoulder to the wheel with you. It's got to be more important to you than building a big business. It's got to be more important to you than being successful. You still do those things. So the question then, people say, okay, how do I do that then? I'm already working 40 hours a week. I have a family. I have all these things. I can't go out and knock 100 doors. I don't have time. Time constraints. But what God is looking for is not, it's not for you to quit your job. It's not for you to drop out of school and go knock doors 8 hours a day. Guys, it doesn't take all that. What God's looking for you to do is strong devotion. Pray. If we really took a log and wrote down how many hours we log in prayer, it would be shocking. Pray. Read your Bible. Get into the things of God. Stephen was talking about those few hours that are your own. That's where it is. That's where the difference is. 2 hours a day. 1 hour a day. But God needs will. He needs somebody to that this gets on them, that it's more important to them to be revival in this church than whatever the hobby is, whatever the thing is. And our pastor is great. He says you need to have a hobby. You need something to do. You need to have a place to go relax. And he doesn't push. But we've got to step it up. I've got to step it up. I'm telling you, I don't have time right now to spend an hour on YouTube watching videos that mean nothing. I don't have time for video games right now. Not right now. No, Daniel, there's too much at stake right now. I don't have time for video games. I don't have time to be keeping up with Hollywood and what they're doing. I don't need to know who's marrying who because in a week they're going to be divorced anyway. Save yourself the trouble. Just don't even find about the marriage. Find out about the marriage and you'll know everything you need to know. But guys, God is telling you, God is asking this church, who will be my priests? Who will take it to the level where it's not about salvation anymore? It's not about what do I have to do to be saved? Can I do this and still be saved? Can I do this and be okay? But are there a group of people that will rise up right now? Right now. Not in a week, not in a month, not prepare yourself spiritually, not go on a 40-day fast to cleanse your body and your mind. And we don't have time for all that. I'm telling you, God is bringing people to this church. We are stepping. It is a visitation of the Holy Ghost. I'm fasting on Mondays. Is there anyone in the house that will fast Tuesdays? Anyone that'll fast on Tuesdays? Raise your hand if you'll fast on Tuesday. Anyone fast on Wednesday? Wednesday. Anyone on Thursday? Thursday. Anyone on Friday? Friday. Anyone on Saturday? A young man, any adults that can fast on Saturday? You already got one. Saturday, anyone that can fast on Sunday? Sunday. Just for a month. You know who? Just for a month. For the next month, we just covered this church every day of the week for a month. 4 days, 4 Sundays. I'm going to fast for a month. We just covered the whole church. Come on, guys. Yeah, we'll start next Sunday. And for the next month, is there anyone who will say, I will pray 5 hours a week just for revival? Not for myself, just for revival. Is there anyone who will do that? That's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70 hours. Okay, 70 hours we're going to pray for revival in this city. Do you know what's going to happen next month? The Holy Ghost is going to move, and all it takes is for a few people to say, yes, I'll take 5 hours of my week. This is more important to me than anything else. 70 hours of prayer for revival. We've not done that before. This is a small group. Look how many people aren't here. But I promise you, we're going to see results in the Spirit. This is what God wants. He needs a priesthood that will rise up right now and take ownership of revival. So as a church body, we are going to fast for the whole next month. We're going to have 80 hours of prayer for just for revival. Jesus.
exactly what the Holy Ghost is saying tonight. There have been other times, there have been other visitations in this church, and some have started and then settled back down to where they were. It's another season now. You hear me? It's another chance, and you thought that the anointing was over, that it was done, that you missed. I'm telling you, God is coming back through this house, and you have to get involved this time. He still wants to use you. He still has giftedness. He still has anointings. See, last time you sat on the sidelines, you got a little involved, then you sat back, and now you're watching other people who got involved. And their ministry is growing, and it's developing, and it's maturing, and you're watching these things happen. It's not over for you. I'm telling you, he's coming back through again with visitation and with calling for the love. Please get involved. Respond to God. If you don't, there will be a day when you will sit on the pew, dried up and bitter, a ghost of what could have been. Because if you resist him for too long, at some point he will quit wooing you. He will stop calling you and he'll leave you alone. But in the middle of the night, you'll remember what it was to hear his voice. Won't go away. And you'll be angry and you'll be dried up and you'll be bitter. You'll criticize. You'll be a little specter sitting on the pew, watching, trivializing what's going on. Get out from behind your walls of insecurity. Come on, church. It's time to rise up. Have faith in what God's told you. Have faith in the anointings and the callings that he's given you. It's time to rise up. This church needs everyone right now. We are about to blow the walls off of this thing. This church needs everyone right now. God needs us operating at full capacity. He needs a priesthood. And it doesn't take goodness, it doesn't take perfection, it just takes saying yes, and this being more important to you than your own fear, than your own doubt, than your own insecurities, your own self. We're already a few minutes over, but if we could, can we just pray for a couple of minutes?